Blog Talk Radio.
I just want you to know my love is true. Everything is all right when I'm alone with you. Hey family, this is Brian Christopher, R&B singer from Washington, D.C. Come start your day off with a little morning coffee with Flavor on Flavor News Radio.
Come home, where your heart when there's a need. But a man won't cry even when his heart starts to bleed. He'll travel on along an empty road until he finds out, oh, he can't do it alone. 'Cause when a man cries, he's giving you his soul. He's giving you his love and his emotions. to me, my loving me. Smoother than a gentle breeze, flowing through my melodies, soft as can be. Touch now, it seems to me we could sail together in and out of history. I wanna be living for the love of you and all that I'm giving for the love.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome. Come in, sit down, relax for the next, 45 minutes with me here at Morning Coffee with Flava. I hope you're doing well. I have been sick, and so all last week I really had to cancel pretty much all of my shows because I was so sick. My glands were swollen in my neck. It was really, really difficult to talk and especially swallow, you know. So, yeah, I lost 7 pounds while I was sick. I wish it had to do with LA Fitness, but my daughter laughed at me yesterday and said, you know what, Mama, you better keep that weight off. You better keep it off, even though you got it. It happened because you were sick, but I am so much better. 8 days of being sick, but I'm so very sad because I was trying very, very hard not to cross my fingers, at least, that I wouldn't get my father sick. And unfortunately, he has been sick for the past 3, going on 4 days now. And it always scares me, you know, when he gets sick because he's going on 92 now. And, you know, you get concerned with pneumonia and things like that, and him just being uncomfortable because he doesn't sleep well anyhow. And I've been listening to him, you know, coughing the last few nights. Last night wasn't so bad, but I'll be honest with you, I kind of tried to drug him with some NyQuil. He is not good at, like, drinking things to flush out his system. So trying to give him teas and, you know, concoctions and, you know, even to get him to drink water, Daddy will not do it. All the things that, you know is healthy for you, Daddy doesn't want to do. You know, he told me the other day, because I made him drink tea for breakfast, the next day he's like, Susan, I'm a cowboy, I want some coffee. You know, so it was like, you know, who am I to argue with him? But I try to warn him, you know, that the creamer in it, you know, will add to the phlegm, you know, that's in his throat and all. But, hey, what can I say, you know? So I've been keeping a very, very close eye on him. But I'm really glad to be back on the air with you, to be back here at the coffee house with you, and, you know, to be able to share some time. And guess what? I actually sound awake this morning, huh? I started out today's show with some of that good, good music. Just kind of take you back in the day and remind you, you know, of what that sound was like, you know, back when, do I even say it, when music really, really made sense. I played Glenn Jones with Baby Come Home, going into Tony Terry with When a Man Cries, and closing out that set with Robbie Dupree with For the Love of You. Guess what? All three of those artists are part of Spectrum Music Group. So I'm really excited about, you know, being able to play their sounds from the past to the music that they're doing currently. You know, music should always be timeless. Books, any type of art should be timeless, you know. And I think that's why I love it so much, because I tell artists all the time, just because you may have created it years ago, it's new to someone. And also on top of it, you know, just even playing the tracks that I played this morning, it just brings back good memories, you know, like that love music, that begging music. Is that offensive? I hope that's not an offensive term when it comes to you artists. But you know what? That begging music, you know, I'm sitting here thinking and smiling about, you know, the Shy Lights, you know, Have You Seen Her, and, you know, or, you know, songs that go back, you know, like that, that just kind of, you know, it was that woo-woo music. It was a man showing a sensitive side, you know, that, you know, man, you know, I screwed up, but I want you back. I love you, you know. And, yeah, I went there this morning. I really did. It's a rainy morning here in Seattle. I know that there are places that it's actually snowing, and it's April. How sad is that? We are definitely living in a time where weather is not predictable. You know, it just really isn't. A few days ago, we had sunshine, you know, which I really, really valued, because the sun really came out as I was recovering from being sick. So it felt like a blessing to be able to open up the windows and just, you know, smell and feel the fresh air, and just, you know, even feeling the sun through the windows. That was really, really good for me. But man, waking up this morning, it's gloomy and raining. But even as I sit at my desk, you know what? The trees outside my window and everything, really, really beautiful. Really beautiful. So, again, welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava. You know, I'm going to play a variety of some of my favorite indie artists for you. And, you know, share some thoughts with you. What have I been thinking about? What have I been doing lately? Well, you know what? I really, really am blessed. I was telling, you know, some of my colleagues and friends, you know, it may have been a blessing to be sick, you know, because as I came out of the recovery, you know, process of it, you know, it made me kind of reflect. And you know me, I like to reflect on things. And you know, it's like, why do I do what I do? How can I be more effective? How can I utilize, you know, in a sense, the status of where I am in my career in the music and arts community? And And just really kind of thinking through a lot of things. How do I handle things more effectively and more efficiently? And how do I keep myself from stress? Being a part of this industry, and okay, most industries out there, but I'm just going to speak on this because, you know, it's my favorite topic. But a lot of craziness pops up, and it can pop up at any moment. And when it comes to artists, artists are very, very temperamental. Artists take things so very personal. And I understand that because I'm a Cancer, you know, and so I have to be really, really careful of what I absorb. And as a Cancer, I absorb other people's energies. And I kind of had to stop. I really did, because for those of you that follow me, you know that I have high blood pressure. And so if I get extremely stressed out, it really affects my health. And that's why I'm so conscious about, you know, a lifestyle change that I'm really proud that, you know, I started with my daughter Mariko over a year ago, and now moving into, you know, doing it with my son Michael and my daughter Brittany. Really wish I could push my daddy in that direction, but okay, Susan, don't go there. But so I have to be really, really careful of maintaining my stress level. And, you know, I've had to really think through this. And I'm going to say this, you know, and please, I hope this doesn't sound like really, really horrible, but I'm setting boundaries with artists, and not, and maybe they don't necessarily realize I'm doing it, but I believe that there's a way of being a personable and professional and not get too personal. I was at a point, you know, where, you know, it's really a kumbaya thing. Let's all hold hands and let's share all life together and all of this. And, you know, being friends and all of that. And, man, you know what? When they say mixing business with pleasure, it is not a good thing. It really isn't, because when you are friends with a creative soul, and then you give an honest opinion about something that has to do with their art world, and it's not what they want to hear, it really causes conflict. It does. And, you know, very few can take that really well. So when you keep it on a level of just being a professional, who's warm and welcoming, which is just part of my spirit, it makes it a little easier, you know, to address things that maybe aren't kosher, you know, or aren't done well, you know, those kind of negative aspects out there when it comes to, you know, criticisms. And so I think that's anywhere in life, you know, you have to be really, really careful. I know that you know, these posts go out about, you know, how, you know, words can be used in so many different ways and affect people's lives, that you need to be very, very careful of the words you use and stuff. And I'm with that to a point, but in the scheme of life, you know what? Sometimes words do hurt, and the truth hurts. And so I think that when we use these quotes, we need to be really careful, you know, about how we use them, because life is not kosher all the time, you know. Sometimes things are going to be said that you need to really, really hear, and it may make you cry, it may hurt, it may make you mad, but when you reflect on it, if you're open enough to actually think back on the message, you can get it, you know. So I just don't buy into those type of posts, because, you know what, I'm evolving every day. So, yes, you do not have to necessarily accept me as I am today. You know, I understand, you know, there are people who don't necessarily like me because I'm pretty direct. Sometimes maybe I can come across as abrupt or whatever, but if you know me, if you follow me, you know that what I say and do comes from a good place. And I think that's an understanding that you need to have too when experiencing something that hurts. Is it coming from a good place? Is it a positive thing that's actually being said and directed at you? Or sometimes I think that people take things so personal when it has absolutely nothing to do with them. And I think we need to be really careful about that. You know, what is the saying? If the shoe fits, you know, wear it, whatever. And so, you know, sometimes I think that even posts can really, really hit home when it's not directed at us, but there's something within us that realizes, yeah, you know, that's kind of fitting when it comes to me. But anyway, I hope you're doing well this morning. I don't know what the weather is like where you are, but man, find that sunshine within your heart, you know, to start this day out with, you know, even if it's snowing, raining, kind of storming, whatever, praying for all of those that have been affected by the natural disasters that are taking place. It's crazy. And I feel very blessed to live in Seattle. Because you know what? When we're known as the rainy city, I will take that any day, you know, in a sense, because we don't really deal with natural disasters. Even though we did have the mudslide, the landslide, oh, about 50 miles north of us, up in Oso Darrington area in Snohomish County, which is tragic. I mean, it's still tragic. They're still trying to recover, you know, missing bodies and working steadily on, you know, that area. It's nonstop, and that's going to be going on for months. It's going to be going on for a long time to bring that community back to where it is and to, you know, bring some rest and peace to those that have lost their loved ones and the missing bodies, you know, that are still covered by that mud. So, you know, but still in Seattle, we don't deal with it. You know, once in a while, maybe some flooding, but that's on the outskirts of Seattle. Once in a blue moon, we might feel a bit of an earthquake, but nothing like other areas, you know? And so tornadoes, some have gotten closer to Seattle than ever has in the past, but still even at that, it's so minor compared to other areas, you know? And so, you know, we're really, really blessed here. And every day that I look out my window, as I tell you, you know, and I post up the pictures, especially out of my office window, it's so beautiful here. It really, really is. It's green. The air is clean. We're surrounded by mountains. We're surrounded by water. And it's, for me, I really appreciate it, you know. And for me, it's very diverse up here. Very eclectic. It's a melting pot of all kinds of people from all walks of life, and I embrace that. I really, really do. And so, you know what? Yeah, I was born, raised, never left. Would I ever move somewhere else? Oh, possibly. I mean, that could happen. You never know, right? You just never know. Let me jump back into playing some more music for you. And I think that I'm going to play, let's see, what do I want to play? I think I'm going to play Real Love off of Raj Dulari's new album called Journey of a Woman. Again, Real Love by Raj Dulari.
But how I was drawn to him all the same. And he stayed on my mind all of the time, night and day. And as time went on, I knew it wasn't right, the casual game. Should not choose to settle for feeling this pain. 'Cause I could imagine real love. Now women, we know how hard it can be. Now see, you might think it's right to have a temporary night, but why waste good love on the wrong guy? 'Cause the love, the real love I needed, stayed on my mind all of the time.
Healing and heart can get ugly. What can we do? Black love, come save me.
The ladies, yes, I did. Playing Rod Stewart with Real Love, going into Honey Bee La Rochelle with Hey Love, and then closing out that set with my girl Coley Williams with Black Love. I love music that has a story, you know, that just kind of makes you feel. And I hope that you're enjoying the music I've chosen this morning, because you know what, it's making me smile. I love the music I'm playing today. I love the music that I play all the time. You know, definitely being a part of Spectrum Music Group, it's kind of opened me up to exploring and appreciating other genres that I don't normally play, you know. And that's a beautiful thing, you know, just as, you know, when I was a book reviewer, really, really heavy into it, you know, I opened myself up to read a variety of books at that point, because I was kind of stuck on those, you know, kind of drama-filled love stories or whatever, mysteries, things like that. And so I allowed myself to be put in a position where I forced myself. And then it became not forcing myself, you know, to appreciate other types of writings out of, you know, outside of what I'm normally, you know, would be drawn to. So, but today I'm kind of, you know, kind of sticking with that feel good kind of music, that love music, that honoring music and all of that, because, you know, sometimes I think we need to go there. I think we do. I think we need to go back and really understand and appreciate what love is, whether it's for community, whether it's for family, whether it's for your intimate partner. I think sometimes the way that the world is and way, you know, life is for too many of us, we forget. We forget the very simple things that are right in front of our face. And a lot of times it's those people that really love us, you know, that we don't see, we don't understand, you know, what they're feeling and what they're thinking. And I think we need to stop. I think we need to stop and really, really pay attention. You know, I was living with my children, my family, my daddy and all of that. You know, I try to pay attention to what's going on. I try to, you know, step in when it seems appropriate and, you know, honestly let them own their own things when it's just not appropriate for me to be a part of all of that. And I always try. I'm trying to do way better with letting them know when they do certain things that I appreciate it, that I appreciate them. Especially when they take the initiative themselves, you know, to do something. But even if I ask them to do something and they do it, I show appreciation because I think that that's one thing that's not shared so much out there is, you know, that we appreciate each other, you know. And I think that even as, you know, raising children and grandchildren, you know, we need to let them know, the kids know that we appreciate them. If they help pick up their toys, if they do something really good, you know, give them praise. Because I think that we hear and we, if nothing else, we feel negative all the time. You know, that's why earlier in the show I was talking about the fact that, you know, I'm needing to really set boundaries around how much stress penetrates me. And, of course, life has its stresses. It really does. And a lot of it, I really believe, is in how we choose to receive it and absorb it and react, right? But, you know, but some stresses we don't really have to experience, you know? And, you know, and I think it's really okay to set those boundaries to keep, you know, certain experiences from, you know, really staying away from us and all of that. But a lot of it has to do with us. It really, really does. I come back to this all the time. You know, attitude is everything. How we perceive, how we react. You know, we have a lot more power over our world, ourselves, than we give ourselves credit for. You know, what we take into our body, we have a choice. We really do. We could sit here, because I've said it, eating organic and healthy is expensive, and it is, you know. But there's even ways of getting around that by making better choices. And, you know, for me, it's funny because I drink a lot of water. Now, let me tell you, even say a year ago, man, that was kind of a struggle for me. It really, really was. And now it's to the point if I drink juice, I have to dilute it. I used to really love Coke. It wasn't like I drank it all the time, but just a nice, cold Coke I found so very refreshing. And now that's challenging, you know, for me to drink. Of course, you know, with all the studies out, you know, the caramel flavoring, da-da-da, all this, you know, it's not healthy for us and all. But, you know, it wasn't like I indulged in it regularly, not even daily, not even weekly, you know, but there's nothing better than that taste, I used to think. And now, you know, water really, really is my choice of beverage. It really, really is. Going out and having cocktails, you know, having an opportunity to have a drink, I'm so clueless when it comes to alcohol beverages. You know, but if somebody orders something for me or, you know, I stick with something, you know, basic like vodka and cranberry or something like that, you know, I'm cool. But I'm not one that really explores out too much unless somebody, you know, kind of points me in a direction of something that they think that I would really, really like. I do like lemon drops or whatever. So, you know, but yeah, water is my drink of choice. It really is. And it's a beautiful thing, right? Because it is so good for our bodies and flushing it out. So anyway, kind of getting off sidetracked, right? But my point is that we have the choice, you know, of so much in our world, from what we consume into our bodies as nourishment and what we consume into our hearts, souls, and minds. You know, we have a choice in all of that. And I think that it's time to really, really take ownership, you know, of what we can control in our world. And, you know, just let it make sense. You know, be honest with yourself, you know, and make some changes. It doesn't have to happen overnight. It really doesn't. But, you know, if you sit back and you reflect on your day, we could start there, on your day, and say what was the good and the bad in it. And, you know, if there was something that was negative, you know, could we have done something about that? And we could start as simply, you know, by just evaluating how the day went. I do think it's really important to always be grateful and give thanks. I really, really do. And while I was sick, I became grumpy. I did. I was whining and, you know, frustrated over things. And a lot of that had to do with the fact of me not feeling well. But I had to really get back to a place of being grateful for what I have, you know. And really, all of my needs are met. They really, really are. You know, all of my needs are met. And so I really should not complain. But I was, you know. By no means, when I post up stuff or I say things, it's because it's something that I'm focusing on. I am not perfect. I am not a relationship expert. I am not a life expert. I'm just sharing my thoughts and my opinions about things. And so, you know, I have to work on myself continuously, you know, to be in the place that I want to be. And I'm doing way better than ever in my life, you know. But I believe you do have to really, really take that time to say thank you. Take that time to say, I'm blessed. I am grateful because there are people who are way worse off than we are. There really are, you know. And sometimes we need to, you know, see those things to say, you know what, man, I am so grateful that my life is this way. It is not perfect by no means, but my life is good compared to, you know. And I also think that there are ways that we can do simple things to make a difference in somebody else's life that is really, really struggling, you know. There are times when I will roll down the window and give a homeless person money. We could sit here and say, gosh, you know, they're going to go buy, you know, beer or drugs with it. But, you know, they honestly may use it to buy something to eat, to buy some toiletries. You know, there have been times when I've gone into, you know, the Walmart, you know, by the house and stuff, and seeing somebody who is not very, very clean, you know, and, you know, looks like they're homeless. And is that passing judgment? Well, maybe it is, but you can kind of tell, and especially because I've worked with the homeless community for many, many years, you kind of get a sense, you know, actually buying, you know, a little kit of toothpaste and a toothbrush, you know, things, Bunsen burner things, you know, some things that you don't see like normal people, you know, just buying on an everyday basis. And it's like, you know, that's a blessing. That's really, really is a blessing, you know, to see something like that. Yeah, you always take a risk. But the thing that I wanted to really put into your mind, how far are you away from being homeless? You know, really, how far? How much money do you have in the bank to cover, say, X months of your mortgage or rent? Not very many of us have that ability to save up the money, and you just never know. You never know. I've known too many executives that have worked for corporations who've lost their jobs. You know, my dad, being a minister, was part of Evergreen Baptist Association, and different properties house Tent City. And I remember him telling me the story about some Microsoft executives ending up homeless in Tent City. And so, you know, none of us are in a position really that we can say we will never get to that point. So If you have a roof over your head, you know what? Be very, very grateful. Be very grateful for that blessing to have a roof over your head, to have food in your stomach. You know, life may not be perfect. You may be struggling and you may be eating simple things, you know, not extravagant meals and all. Give thanks, though. There is something always, 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 always to be grateful for. So, man, we've come to the end of the show. I want to thank you so much for hanging out with me today here on Wednesday on Hump Day at the Coffee House for Morning Coffee with Flava. I didn't drink any coffee, did you? I'm actually drinking some flavored water, and that's a great way for me to start the day. But I'm feeling good. I want to thank everybody for your love and your prayers as I was sick. You know, I believe in the power of prayer, so I do ask that you keep my daddy in your prayers because, you know, the elderly just don't heal like we do. They just don't. And I will say that it seems like every spring, daddy and I seem to get sick. I don't know if it's the change in weather and the pollen and all of that. But we just seem to get sick, and it's hard to really identify what it is, you know, because it can all kind of blend together, the symptoms of allergies and flus and colds and, you know, different viruses and all. But, you know, I appreciate all of you, you know, for showing your support of who I am and what I do, showing your support of Flava Marlex Radio. Mark and I very, very much appreciate all the support that we receive here on the radio shows. And, you know, one of these days when he's not touring, I am going to get him, you know, on the air with us so that you can hear his wonderful voice and, you know, hear his stories and all of that. Of course, from time to time, I play his music, you know, because his music just makes sense to me and I love it. But, you know, today's a good day. Just believe that. As you start this day, you know, look in the mirror and say, you know what, I matter. And then give yourself a big hug. You know, it's okay, man. You can give yourself a hug, too. You know, we don't have to see you doing it. But, you know, really know that you're an amazing person, that you matter, and that you deserve the best in life. And that all starts with you. Go out and share a smile with someone. Someone that you don't even know. You just don't know how that simple, simple act can make a difference in somebody's day. I appreciate you. Please know that. Let's gather again here at the Coffee House next Wednesday and see what kind of magic we can create together. Take care. God bless. And thank you so very, very much for sharing this time with me.